Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Successful businesses not only use patents, but trade secrets to protect their profits. However, our next guest says many companies do not know how to incorporate trade secret protection into their business practices, and that businesses of all sizes can utilize this strategy. Connie Jones is an intellectual property attorney with Altus IP in Greenville, South Carolina. Connie, good morning.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Trade secrets. Give us a definition first.
Sure. Trade secrets are information developed by a business that a business maintains as a secret, and this information is economically advantageous because of its secrecy.
So give us some examples of some types of things that we would refer to as a trade secret.
Sure. It's a very broad definition. So it could be internal marketing documents. It could be manufacturing process, the customer database, recipes, or product designs. It's very broad in what can be a trade secret.
So how does one go about filing some sort of protection? Do you just file something with the government to protect that trade secret?
That's actually what makes trade secrets so different from the other forms of intellectual property like patents, Mike. You actually do not file with a governmental agency. You actually protect a trade secret on your own.
Well, walk us through how we would do this.
The best way to create a trade secret and really create a trade secret plan within your business is to conduct a trade secret audit. And to do this, yourself as a business owner or manager would head up a team or just yourself conduct an audit with a trade secret attorney. And you would identify different assets within your company that could be potential trade secrets and then identify the ones you would like to protect. And then you would come up with a strategy and of the different steps you need to take within your business to maintain secrecy. And those may be things like legal measures, such as non-disclosure agreements. That's probably the most critical step to protecting information. But then also employee guidelines. That's very important. And proper employee training. Also, just security measures, both external and internal security measures to protect your information.
What can you do if the trade secret is suddenly no longer a secret? But you did do what you suggested and had the non-disclosure form signed and so on and so forth, so you thought you were protected.
There are two issues. If somebody from within your company or someone you have a legal relationship with were to take your trade secret and use it in a way they were not allowed to, you could actually go to the courts and you could request them to enjoin that person or that company from using your information. And if they've already used it and they've already damaged your company, you can actually ask for damages to make you whole. Now, one thing that makes a trade secret different than a patent is, let's say it's a third party who has no kind of relationship with you and they have just developed the same information on their own, well, then you do not have a recourse.
Now, does this trade secret protection that you develop for your company, that you put into place, does it have a time length? Does it have an expiration like a patent?
It does not. That's one of the great things about it is it might last over 100 years or you may only need it for 6 months. One of the most famous examples of a trade secret is the recipe to Coca-Cola. And to give you an example about that, Mike, if they had patented the recipe instead of keeping it as a trade secret, it would have expired 17 years after the patent issued. So the recipe would have been publicly available for everyone to use 17 years after that time. But because they didn't and they decided to keep it as a trade secret, it's now been over 100 years that the Coca-Cola company has been able to maintain that. And as we all know, they have a huge economic advantage because they maintain this as a trade secret.
And a secret vault hidden somewhere in a secret country.
Exactly.
With this written down in maybe ancient Gaelic or something. I guess trade secrets can certainly be incredibly more valuable than a patent.
It can in the right circumstances. So if you have a product that's not easily reverse engineerable, or you have a manufacturing process that you're really able to limit access, or you have internal documents, different things that you are able to limit access, that's where a trade secret can really be important. On the other side, if you have a product that's easily reverse engineerable, or maybe has a short lifespan that you want to get that protection for that short period of time, then it might be valuable to obtain a patent. But oftentimes, what I advise my clients is to actually use both protection. So if you have something even that you do want a patent, there actually may be other aspects of it that you may want to not obtain the patent on, but keep as a trade secret. And that can have a really great synergistic effect, especially if you would like to license or sell that at some time. You can actually get an increased value.
Connie, do you have a paper on this topic posted at your firm's website?
I do.
All right, great. And we'll post that at our webpage, etvradio.org/scbr. Connie, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Connie Jones is an intellectual property attorney with Altus IP in Greenville. And our address again, etvradio.org/scbr. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.